You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hi, Ari. How are you feeling today?
I'm good for a Tuesday. I'm a bit tired. Yeah. But there was no rain on the way to work, so I didn't die today. It's great.
Hey, you know what? That is a win in itself, isn't it?
I tell you what, the amount of people that I spoke to yesterday afternoon saying, oh, God, I nearly had an accident on the roads this morning. Like, there was so many near misses yesterday morning. So,
just be careful
for the rest of the week.
Certainly. It looks like we get a reprieve from the rain today.
Yeah,
I don't know. But the new FM satellite's saying that. But who knows? Sometimes it gets it wrong.
True.
Hey, you're looking very sporty today.
Am I?
Yeah, this sort of cool Adidas top. That's very stylish.
You know what it is, though?
It's very Bendham like Beckham.
It is. I kind of look like producer Scott Chippy from Pearl. We have like a similar style in Adidas jumpers. Funny thing, though, this is yet another outfit that I've stolen from my father.
Really?
I steal all the clothes from my brother and my dad.
You can't get the full producer Chippy look, though, if you don't have the backwards hat.
Or the Crocs.
Yeah, all the Crocs, actually. Now you mention it. He has a unique look, but a great look.
Yes, it's very, one bit of a kind.
It's very what, Ari?
Get him a fashion deal with one of the houses, you know, like Gucci or something.
Yeah, Gucci, Chanel, one. Prada.
He could be a Prada man.
Yeah, he could. Yep. And New FM is a very Prada vibe, isn't it?
Do you reckon? I was just going to say it more like a Lowe's kind of like.
Oi, 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 oi. Don't be taking pot shots at your workplace.
JD Sport, that's a bit upmarket.
Ari, it's true. It's 5 past 5. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Lowe's, don't get me wrong. It makes some very stylish clothing. But we're also very Prada here.
Hey, I wear Lowe's. It's okay.
And I wear Prada.
Well.
Full circle. Circle of life is complete.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning. Welcome if you are just joining us.
Hello.
Yep, what Ari said.
I love doing that.
Hello.
Hello.
I've been watching this show on Netflix. It's like a limited series called A Man in Full. Have you seen this? It's new.
No. I think I may have seen the title of it when I've been scrolling, but yeah.
It's like, it's just 6 episodes, yeah. So it's like, watchable in a week.
They're all short series that they make now. Have you noticed that? Like, every show is like only 6 or 8 episodes.
It's really cool because it's just like a longer movie that's broken up into bite-sized chunks that you can have while you're eating lunch each day for a week or something like that.
Perfect.
It is perfect.
Okay.
Very cool. It's about Atlanta, city of Atlanta, and this sort of mogul who's struggling with his, I guess, older age and financial ruin. And it's got so much intrigue and a couple of different great plot lines all happening at the same time.
Is it like based on a true story or something?
No, it's just as I said, sort of a longer, slightly dramatic, pretty funny movie. It's got everything.
Okay.
Honestly, if you're looking for something with this wet weather, I know today is supposed to be not raining, but
for the next week.
If you're looking for something to, you know, keep you entertained inside, A Man in Full. Check it out.
Just for a quick quiz, can you name any of the actors in it that we might know?
No one.
Okay, well, go Google it.
I don't do actor names.
I know, but I do, so I'm very intrigued to see who's in this.
Google is your best friend in this situation.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Well, good morning, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about the police are calling for help for an attempted carjacking. What's happened there?
Yeah, so...
Oh, dear.
Yeah, police are looking for any public help or information people can provide because they've launched investigations into an attempted carjacking in Wallsend.
Of course,
it's Wallsend.
Wow.
It's meant to be a peaceful part of town.
Yeah, I was going to say, Wallsend is beautiful. beautiful.
It is lovely.
This is shocking, if anything.
Yeah. So it occurred at 6:30 a.m., so yesterday morning, when a man approached a vehicle on Nelson Street and tried to open the car door.
Oof.
Luckily, the driver was quick thinking enough to lock the door so he couldn't get in.
Oh, my God.
And then when he's driven away, the offenders actually held on to the car for a little bit.
Oh! They were not, just like, nah, this is my opportunity. I'm going to take my shot.
That is so scary and weird.
Yeah.
Get your own car.
Isn't it interesting how, like, some criminals, or at least wannabe criminals, are, like, getting more ambitious? That, you know, just not going up to a regular car with no one in it, just, you know, being like, nah, I'm going to get this person, like, the driver out so I can take their car. Yeah, that's ambitious.
That's scary.
Yeah.
So scary.
I always drive with my doors locked because I've got this innate fear that even if I'm driving, that someone's just going to run up and, like, jump in my car.
Well, it does happen. It's happened in Hamilton a couple of times. People stopped at traffic lights and then just ripped out of their own cars. It's weird.
You got to be so careful out there. Definitely.
Absolutely. Well, drive with the doors locked.
Good advice. And hopefully they find out who this is because, you know, that's what we need to get these people off the streets.
Yes.
So on to our next story, Jackie, a little bit more of a somber tone as well. Gordana Katevsky, who obviously went missing about 30 years ago at Charlestown. What's going on?
Yeah, so this is a pretty heartbreaking story. Gordana Katevsky was 16 years old at the time that she went missing, and she's been missing for over 30 years. It's a suspected murder. They don't actually know exactly what's happened, but her loved ones at the moment are looking to create a public mural in her honour.
Beautiful.
And hopefully that's going to raise some more public awareness, hopefully get more people talking about the case, maybe get some answers. And they're creating a website to help raise $20,000 for the project.
There we go. Okay. Look, you know, I think the family, it would just be good to get closure. I think that's what is wanted at this point.
Mm.
So, yeah, hopefully a bit more awareness. You never know when somebody will ring up and go, I do know something.
Yeah.
That's all you can hope for at this point.
UFM. The Novos.
Is a story that excites me greatly. This is like breaking news, by the way. So if you don't know about this, be prepared. It's to do with sports and Hollywood. It's all combined. So another actor has decided to join the ranks of fellow Hollywood stars to own a slice of a professional European soccer club.
Now, these European soccer clubs, if you're not aware, big money.
Yes. EPL, so the English Premier League, you've got the...
They're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And the players are earning probably like a couple mil a year. So much bigger than our A-League, okay?
Right. So it's like the Jets and stuff, but bigger, more money in it.
Times probably 100.
Right.
Yeah, this is insane. So Will Ferrell, who is known for his movies like Elf, you know... Right,
people know who Will Ferrell is, surely.
Oh, if you don't, he's probably one of the funniest actors of our generation. He's hilarious. He was also in Kicking and Screaming and, of course, made an appearance in Barbie. But now he has a large stake in the Champions League club, Leeds United. Mm. So if you don't know, if you haven't been following the show, I've mentioned a couple of times before that Leeds United is like one of my family teams. So my dad follows Leeds. I'm kind of like a fan by association. So Leeds United, yeah, they're the Champions League club. So they're just below the top tier, which is the Premier League.
Right. So what is that the equivalent of here? So you got the Jets as the A-League.
Okay,
that'd be the
so
one above.
If they were the top tier for the A-League, you would say probably like the NPL.
Okay, there you go. So it's like an NPL team.
Yeah, on that scale, I suppose.
On that level, yeah. But bigger money over there.
Huge, a lot bigger money.
Okay.
So so this kind of follows in step of Ryan Reynolds' ownership of Wrexham FC, obviously, and Rob McElhenney and stuff like that. So there's quite a few big-name Hollywood people that are deciding to buy stakes and have some type of ownership in these big clubs.
I guess that they can see that they're also... because they're in the entertainment business.
Yeah.
And really, sports is entertainment business.
It is. It kind of crosses over like a Venn diagram.
That's right. Yeah. So they can see that there's, you know, they can transfer some of their skills over perhaps and, you know, use that to their advantage.
Absolutely. And reports are saying that Will Ferrell's purchase of a large stake in the side has to do with his recently formed love of English football. So this is not a long-standing thing.
Right, he's just got into it and went, oh, I'll have a bit of that team then.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, these guys are doing really well. You know, they're third on the Champions League table. And he says, and this is directly quoted from Ferrell, he says, he's looking forward to sprinkling a little stardust on the club. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what he's going to do to the club.
I wish. You know, he absolutely loves wearing women's sunglasses. I reckon he'll turn up to a few games in some women's sunnies.
Probably.
And, you know, just create a bit of buzz and a bit of excitement around the club.
Well, I think this is fantastic as well because with the star power, like what you say, brings attention. So, like, Wrexham FC now is probably one of the most well-known teams in the world, thanks to Ryan Reynolds, sorry. So it's probably going to be the same situation for Leeds.
Well, good luck to your, as you call it, family-supported team. Hopefully this stardust can do them some good.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I think my parents are having a bit of a laugh at me because they've worked out a way to make life cheaper for themselves without having to pay for me. So, for example, because, you know, I usually go out on a weekend or, like, spend some time with you guys or see some friends or whatever, like, on a Friday night or a Saturday night or something. So Mum and Dad do this thing and I catch them out all the time. They're like, oh, Ari's not home for dinner. Should we just go out, Del? Let's go to, like, a 5-star restaurant. Let's go treat ourselves. And they do this every single time so they don't have to pay for, like, a fancy meal for me and they don't have to cook. So I have to miss out on going to these great dinners.
You know what? This is what I say to that. You are living at home.
Yeah.
You have got all of the advantages of that.
And they just don't want to take me out for dinner. I'm like, okay, I'll see how it is.
You know what I hear? You should be treating them. You're getting a reduced rent.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting, you know, low food bills and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, my argument against that is the fact that I offer and the mum just goes, no, what for?
Maybe they just want a private night together.
Like, and that's fine. That's all they have to say, except just don't make me feel like you don't want me there. Stop it.
There we go. Interesting what's happening at the Ari household is all I can say. What we are seeing is the slow decline of all of the things that you get in airlines.
I have to say, that seems to be the only thing in the news all the time. It's just, oh, what's going on with this airline? What's going on with this plane? There's issues upon issues.
Well, that's right. And I think what they're trying to do is cut as many costs as possible. And we've seen it over, like, the last, I guess, you know, period of time. At first, you know, it went down to, they were very strict on luggage. So you could only take exactly this many kilos if you went even a gram over.
It's like $200 extra or something.
All that sort of stuff. And then they got rid of the meals. You had to pay for if you wanted, you know, even a terrible little packet of peanuts. All that stuff. Then they, you know, international flights. It used to be as many, you know, alcoholic drinks as you wanted. Now, every single thing you got to pay for. But now they're getting real bare bones.
What have they done?
So the latest thing that is starting to happen is in economy seats, some airlines are phasing out and getting rid of the recline button.
How? Like, no, they can't do that. That means they'd have to replace all the seats. Everyone would be really uncomfortable. That makes no sense to me at all. Like, that's probably the best function.
Well, you would have thought so, right? Mm. But the reason they're doing it is to save money. Because you can fit more seats in if they don't tip back.
Oh.
And also, it's one less thing to repair when it goes wrong.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're like, this will save heaps of money. Let's get rid of it. But where does it stop is my question.
Yeah, if they're going to try and decrease their costs more and more, yeah, like you say, like you're going to get rid of all of the good functionalities of a flight.
Well, next the cushions and padding of the seat, I guess
they
could get rid of those.
Which there is barely any anyway.
Well, that's it. The headrest, perhaps? So your neck's just sitting up there?
No, I can't do that.
You strip it down even further, it's just like a metal bench. you go one step further and everyone's standing up and holding those like swingy triangle things like you're on a bus
full. Could you imagine? You just harnessed in. No, I think that that's just a really bad idea. And if they're going to
especially for long flights. If you got 15 hours, you can't even tip back a little bit, try and sleep.
So you're saying
it's terrible.
That this is to make way for more seats in
Plane. They'll try and fit in one more row or something.
Aren't we like squished in enough? Well, like a sardine can.
I already thought that was bad enough, but apparently not. They will always try and strip down a level further.
Hard pass.
Yeah, exactly.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, I do love a bit of a feel-good community story. I think we all do, especially when it comes to supporting people's way of life and how they make their money and things like that. So there's been a bit of movement online recently that I've picked up whereby residents are getting behind Hunter farmers in particular, buying directly from the farms instead of going, you know, straight to the supermarket and getting what you want off the shelves. So posted in the Rutherford and Maitland community Facebook page was a little promotion for a place called Spring Hill Farms in our region, so kind of, you know, north of the Hunter and to the west and whatever, which takes orders and delivers for all types of fresh meats that they have, like their grass-fed beef, their lamb, their pork, their chicken, all the fresh stuff, literally farm to table, if you want to call it that.
I love that sort of. It's because you know you've where your food's coming from as well.
That's right. And you know you're getting the best quality.
That's it. This is really cool. So there's stuff we can get locally then?
Well, yeah, basically. So Spring Hill, which is a Hunter-based farm, is one of the many businesses that can actually be found on this website. So definitely go have a look. It's a national-based type of strategy. It's called farmerbutcher.com.au. It's literally conducting farm-to-doorstep services. So if you want to go and have a look, you can type in your postcode so you can find the closest farms that participate in this Farmer Butcher initiative. And it's just as simple as that. You can order your stuff. They give you packs already pre-done. You can even order a whole cow or something from these places.
If you've got a big party happening or something, why not?
Yep, and it all looks fantastic.
Stock up, get one of those big deep freezers that were really popular in the 90s and people have in their garages, like the one with the lid on top.
Yes, exactly.
Fill that up. It'd probably save you heaps of money as well.
Yeah, but I think the way that this is being shared around, especially our community pages, so there seems like a lot of interest is being generated in these local farms. So they've just jumped on board to this website and you know what, I'm going to market ourselves. I'm going to bypass the middleman of the supermarket and get more money for our farms, and I think that's fantastic.
Excellent. Well, get involved and support your local farmers to our region.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Just a bit of a heads up, if you're travelling down towards Sydney or to the Central Coast by train, there's some issues this morning. Just check your trip. Double check and plan. Apparently there's, you know, trains not moving between Cardiff and Fassifern.
Yep.
Have a look, see what your situation is before you get into your trip, I guess, is the headline there.
Transport for New South Wales, get online.
Exactly. All the rain and stuff would no doubt be causing chaos. Hey, something happened yesterday.
Yeah.
I was out picking up a bookshelf for the shop.
Cute.
And it was very tall, right, in this house. Too tall for, like, the doorways and stuff that we're taking out of. And you would have loved this, Ari. It was straight out of a scene from Friends.
Oh, no. Okay, I know where this is going.
The guy literally was like, pivot. He was holding. He was slightly too short to be carrying this bookcase.
Brilliant.
And he could hear the pain in his voice. He's like, I need you to get into my mind and figure out exactly what I'm trying to figure out here. Luckily, I could see it coming and was able to do it in his words. Pivot.
That is so stressful, though. There is nothing worse.
And he just painted his house as well, so you don't want to ding any walls, you know.
Wait, was there any boo-boos?
No, all smooth sailing, all good. We were able to pivot successfully.
Never miss a chance to yell, pivot!
Exactly.
A new mobile game has just been released with probably the most basic and realistic concept ever done. Looks like it'll set you up for a casual shift at your local Woolies or something. But to do this story justice, I really think we should bring in our supermarket expert, our producer, Scott the Chippy from Hell.
Yeah, so just for a bit of context, before I jump in here, Chippy, how many years did you work at Coles and Woolies?
Oh, combined probably 12.
Damn.
So what was the split? Was
it 8.5 years at Coles and then 3.5 years at Woolies.
So you've got good experience at the two majors, Colesworth.
Oh, well, we'll throw a couple of extra shifts in there to do when I used to work for Coca-Cola. I used to work for Heligas Brads. You know what? All over it.
Actually knows everything about supermarkets. So tell us about this new game.
So I've had a targeted ad come up on my Facebook feed, and it's called Supermarket Managed Simulator.
Now,
and that's what grabbed my attention straight away. And it's exactly as it says on the tin. You are the manager of a supermarket.
So just for a bit of context, when you saw this ad, were you quite excited about it? Did you go, this is actually kind of cool?
Do you know what? Famously, I don't work for either Coles or Woolies anymore, but I kind of miss it. And so when I saw this, I was like, this could scratch the itch that's missing since I've stopped working in retail and getting to interact with people and getting a bit of activities, getting my steps in by stocking the sauce on the shelf. But you know what? I've had a look at it, and I don't think it's very realistic because everybody seems happy. In the workplace, everybody seems like they want to be there, and it's like, why was I the only one that ever wanted to be happy in management at Coles or Woolies?
That's hilarious. That Do you think, also, Scott, you really vibe in this game because you miss the power? You want the power rush of being a manager?
Do you know what? I make an absolutely terrible manager. I realise that when I used to be a acting store manager for Coles, I am no good at it. No chance, Lance, would I ever do that again.
What made you not good as a manager?
Because I'm very much somebody that's like, why ask somebody else to do it? Just do it yourself. Oh. And so when you're working 18-hour days back to back to back and you're getting paid for 9, that's another story. But you go, you know what? That's not for me. And that's on something that I need to work on. So if I go into this game, they're going to have their methods and their ways of running their little supermarket, and I'm not going to like it, and I'm not going to be able to do anything about it. So I think I'll need a new iPhone by the end of it. I'll be throwing it up against the wall.
I look forward to hearing how you go, because after a while, there's no way you're going to be able to resist downloading it, are you?
No. You know what? I'm going to hold off as long as I can. I already spend enough time on the mobile device as it is.
There we go.
He's going to need therapy after this.
Definitely.
UFM. The Nova.
On Sunday, had some friends visiting from Sydney. They came up just for a lunch and a catch-up,
which was lovely.
It was very nice. So they were all hanging around. We're all sort of just, you know, drinking cups of tea and chit-chat. And,
tea, not
well,
gin.
Well, no, not at 11 a.m.
Oh, okay.
You
know? You just never know.
Well, that is true. You never know. In fact, I might have had a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're all hanging out, having a chat. Suddenly, our little Molly the Whippet runs into the house.
She's fast, too.
Very fast, they're basically mini greyhounds, yes. Right? So they're very quick dogs. Runs into the house, bounds onto the sofa, and then jumps up on my friend with filthy, muddy paws.
Oh.
Something, for some reason, has been outside and gotten her, like, feet really muddy. My friend had white pants on, so they're, like, ruined straight away. And we're like, ah, ha, 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 you know, this is no good.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
That's all right. Cleaned off the dog's little feet and, you know, the rest of the day went on.
Yeah.
Anyway, comes time for our friends to leave, and my friend with the white pants looking around, oh, has anyone seen my socks? What's happened here?
What, they weren't wearing socks?
Like, yeah, they took shoes off in the house,
yes,
right? So they obviously taken the shoes off, tucked the socks into the shoes or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Socks are gone.
Yes.
We're looking everywhere, no idea what's happened. Molly has taken the socks, both of them, and buried them somewhere in the garden. Absolutely no idea. That's what the filthy paws. We're like, why has she gotten dirty paws in the middle of the day? It doesn't make any sense. Buried somewhere in the garden, they're gone. Our friend had to go home with no socks. Absolutely no idea. We looked everywhere, like trying to look for a bit of dug up earth or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
completely hidden. So our friend's socks are buried full, you know, Treasure Island, somewhere in and about the Mayfield Cottage. No idea where.
Treasure Island. So to this day, so it's what, 2 days later, you still haven't found them?
No sign of them. They're there forever, what? I think. Yeah, Molly loves socks. So if you ever, you know, visit the Mayfield Cottage again,
yeah,
Ari,
yeah,
hide your socks.
I'm just not going to wear socks. Yeah. Problem solved.
There you go.
105.3
UFM. UFM. For the Novos. Lowest. Money, money, money. Deluxe. All right, your first chance to win for today.
Yes.
Instantly, if you get this right, you get yourself a family in-season pass to If Imaginary Friend at Event Cinemas Glendale and Katara.
Ryan Reynolds is in this. I'm so excited for this movie.
Plus, you're in the draw for $100 fuel cards that we're giving away all this week. Everyone wants their hands on those at the moment because petty is expensive.
Well, you couldn't have said it better yourself.
Certainly. All right, shall we meet our contestant for this morning?
Let's do it. Let's head over to Thornton with Tegan. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Really, really well. What's on for you Tuesday? Just heading to work?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. Well, let's try and make it better with Lowest Deluxe, shall we? All you got to do, Tegan, is put the three things in order from the cheapest, the lowest, to the most expensive, the lux. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ooh, here we go.
All right. Item number one is a Bailey ladder. It's a Contractor MK2 in 1.8 metre. It's double-sided, rated to 150 kilos.
Ooh.
From Bunnings at Katara. That is item number one. Item number two is the Shimano Sienna Viper FGX spinning combo rod and reel in 7 foot. It's a two-piece, 4 to 8 kilo rating from BCF at Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Item number three is a Coles Carrot pre-packed 1 kilo bag from Coles at Waratah. So, in summary, you got your Bailey ladder, Contractor version, rated to 150 kilo. You've got your Shimano rod and reel kit.
So, this is for fishing, yes?
Yeah, okay. From BCF.
Excellent.
At Glendale. And I am looking for the club price, right? And thirdly, you've got your bag of carrots, 1 kilo, Coles Waratah.
All right. Am I putting them in order or saying the price?
No, you're putting them in order. All you got to do is order. Cheapest to most expensive. Lowest to lowest.
So the carrots are the cheapest.
Okay, locking that one in. Yep.
Yep.
And then...
either the rod and reel or the contractor ladder.
I would say
ladder.
The rod and reel and then the ladder.
All right. Ooh. Time to reveal the prices.
All right, let's go.
The carrots from Coles Waratah, 1 kilo bag pre-packed, come in at $2.40.
Jeez, that's cheap.
Not too bad, not too bad. The rod and reel Shimano Sienna Viper FGX comes in, club price is $99.
Ooh.
So you're on the right path here. So to get yourself the tickets and a chance at the fuel card, you need the Bailey ladder. This is the 150 kilo double-sided MK2 in 1.8 metre.
Ah, the suspense, Chris.
To be more than $99. It is, in fact, $329.
Yay!
You've only gone and done it. Tegan, you have done Thornton proud. You've done your family proud and everyone you know. Congratulations. Those tickets to IF are all yours. Well done.
Thank you.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
The other night, something big happened in the Newcastle. I think it was in the Newcastle Harbour.
So I don't know anything about this. I live nowhere near the centre of Newcastle.
Yeah, so one of the big horns on the ship went off, and that's pretty normal, right? They normally give one big honk here and there.
Like, get out the way.
Yeah, exactly, or they're pulling in, or I don't know. But this one went for about 2 to 3 minutes of one continuous honk,
well,
if you will.
Somebody put their hand on the little horn area for too long, did they?
Well, I don't know. My first, because I had definitely heard it in Mayfield at the cottage, right?
Geez.
And I was like, what is going on? And I thought perhaps, you know, it had broken, you know, when something goes wrong with the electrics of a ship or something.
The wire was kind of tripped and snapped or something.
Yeah, I thought maybe that was the case. Obviously, I wasn't the only one who was wondering about this. Mm-hmm. And all of the local Facebook groups, or gossip groups as I call them, went off. Mm-hmm. And I'm just following along the Mayfield thread, and some of the comments very funny. So first of all, people were speculating as to what happened. So I myself included, at the start you're like, oh, ship's horn.
Yeah.
Then after a minute of it still going, I was like, are we sure it's a ship's horn? Is there something going on? And Atash has said in the group, I almost thought I didn't turn something off, like a
in your own house.
In your own house, I was apparently not the only person. Another lady, Anne, said I went out to see if there was an alarm going off in the street. I'm used to hearing ship horns, but that long, I didn't expect.
No.
Other people saying that they went out to check on like washing machines and stuff. Just all people thinking they've left something on.
It's caused like a collective community panic.
It has, and then there's, you know, people, I guess, speculating as to why it is, that there was a lot of rain or fog, perhaps they couldn't see properly, they're not knowing what's going on. And yeah, it went over 2 minutes. One of my favourite comments, though, was, I guess, a bit of a reflection of the past. They said, I don't mind it at all. It reminds me of when I rented a two-bedder in Caradice, aka Carrington.
Oh, nice, yeah.
For $180 a week when I lived near the water.
Oh.
Not just $600 for a tiny little one-bedder in Mayfield. It makes me smile to think back to the old ship horns, car break-ins, and interesting characters of Caradice.
Oh, you know what? If it's bringing back some good memories, I think they've done a good job.
Yeah, you know what? I think they should do one of these longhorns, you know, once a month or something. It just sparks a little collective community conversation, which is nice.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Yes, it's my favourite time of the year. It has finally rolled around for us today and for the Americans during this time last night. So basically, to give you an idea, I'm talking about the 2024 Met Gala. It has come around again.
Right, yes.
The designers and the A-lister muses taking over the red carpet. It's held at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which is obviously based in New York City. So all the stars like rolling out, you know, their fabulous frocks and things like that as we speak. But I do love how there's always a theme every year and there's always the weirdos that come out with like their weirdest stuff. So this year's theme is called The Garden of Time.
That's a weird theme.
I'm expecting like a spade and a bucket, like kind of overalls or something.
Because it's also very, very artistic, isn't it?
It's meant to be.
And also, you've got to pay, don't you? A lot of money.
Yeah.
Just to get a ticket. Like, even if you're invited, you then got to pay a lot of money to get your ticket.
At least over a couple of grand, even more. I'm not even sure.
It's
very
expensive from memory. Yeah,
it is. But if you're a Hollywood star or a musician of some kind and you've got the dollars, you pay it to get the exposure.
Would you go?
I would if someone wants to make my outfit and pay for me.
Ari, you gotta go,
Nah, I'm more into the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Ball. That's more my speed, maybe I can rock a Met Gala look there, maybe.
Yeah, dress up as a spade.
Yes.
Why not, eh?
It sounds like fun. It might anger some people, I think, and that's why we're going to get Newcastle's opinion on the other side. So new data has just been revealed that is sure to cause a few arguments within households. A poll has revealed that Gen Zers, so just a bit of background, those aged between 18 and 27, so technically me, I fall just within that age boundary, spend the longest amount of time in the shower at, get this, an average of 21.2 minutes each time. That's nearly twice as long spent on average by those 60 and over.
20 minute plus showers is too long. What are you doing in there?
I don't know. That's a great question.
What is going on in there? Well, how long do you shower? Are you a 20-minuter, Ari?
So, I don't actually know.
Oh, that's a lot of denial.
Hang on. Let me give you an idea. So, I think my parents know that I'm a long showerer, and because for so many years I've lived in apartments that have had a really dodgy systems, always cold water, so I'd be in and out within 30 seconds to a minute flat. The thing is, though, if I'm, like, playing music in the shower, you can judge how long you spend in there based on how many songs go by. So I'm at least, like, 3 to 4 songs.
You're a 20-minute shower.
Is that 20 minutes,
well,
do you think?
It depends on the song length.
That's about 12 minutes.
Well, no, not many songs.
I'm a baby boomer.
Only 3 minutes.
Yeah. Most of them are about 3 to 4.
Anyway, 20 minutes is a long shower, but some people are absolute bandits for it.
Yeah.
I used to live with this guy, my housemate.
Yep.
He would spend ages and it would run out of hot water and there's nothing worse. And you know, like, he would turn off the shower all of a sudden and he'd be out.
Yeah.
And you go, is it out of hot water? Oh, yeah, sorry about that. And he
Seriously?
It was so annoying because it was a one bathroom house as well. So you couldn't even, you know, jump in another shower.
Sure.
Absolute nightmare.
Do you think he had like some personal vendetta against you? It's like, oh, I'll get Mark Crevo. I'll take up all his hot water.
I don't know what it was, but he was a chronic long showerer.
Well, that's the thing. And I know quite a few of like my family friends and neighbours and such who have teenagers or at least preteens as kids, and they go, get out of the shower. You're wasting all of our bills and water and blah, blah, blah. So I think this is a good kind of question to ask everyone.
Yeah, this is your chance to vent, right, mm-hmm. and trade your pain of never getting any hot water or having a long showerer in your family.
Yep.
4967-4105. Do you live with a long showerer? This is your chance to vent. To Toronto first. Hey, Shaz, how are you?
Hey, darling. How are you this morning?
Oh,
good.
Better hearing your voice.
Oh, that's awesome. Better hearing your voice with my dramas too.
Oh, I do love a bit of Shaz. Dobbin, who's a long shower in your house there, Shaz?
Well, where I live, I've got this tiny little hot water service.
Yep.
And my grandbabies, they're 9 and 10, and they come over and they think they're still at their mother's. Got instant hot water there, and I go to get in the shower and it's cold.
Oh, what a nightmare.
So my grandsons, because my daughter's got like one of those hot water services that's just constant hot water,
yeah,
you know.
Continuous flow.
Mm.
Yeah, so my little grandson, David, he thinks, oh, yeah, Nan, it's okay, you'll be right, you'll get a shower, and then I go in to have a shower after they're finished and I'm under the cold water. So it's them
things. What a nightmare. Well, I'm glad you got that off your chest and you're feeling better. Take shorter showers.
It's easier.
Save the planet and everyone's pocketbook, please.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
Yesterday afternoon, I was just doing a few bits and bobs, doing all my runarounds, my errands, you know,
sure.
like had
Life
to go
admin.
Get some milk, yeah, after Ooh. The gym, whatever. I know, boring.
Spicy.
The thing is, though, you're hilarious.
Thank you.
I never go, like, shopping. Like, I usually, like, go get some groceries and whatever. That's all fine.
What do you mean shopping?
As in, like, I don't go and buy, like, clothes and footwear and stuff like that in regular stores. I always online shop. That's
okay.
just how I spend my money is
sure.
online shopping. So I decided to go and pay a visit to Kmart yesterday afternoon.
Oh, somebody's a bit fancy.
Well, that's the thing. I think that Kmart is for the everyday person. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to go have a look, see, because I feel like I haven't been there in ages. Oh my God, is it just me or have they stepped up their game like tenfold? Like, they've got really fancy clothes now and pretty hats and pretty shoes. Everything's just better. And like their glassware and everything, it's fancy.
When were you last in there?
I don't remember.
Yeah, right.
A long time ago.
Like old Kmart versus, you know, new Kmart,
yeah.
definitely a big difference.
You think so? So it's not
back
just
in the
me.
Day. Yeah, it was a bit, you know,
dodgy.
How's it going now? Yeah. they've got some good designers, I guess, who are picking stuff out for them, the buyers for Kmart.
Well, I feel like Kmart now belongs in like Pitt Street Mall in Sydney or something like that, with the higher end shopping areas because. It's just, yeah, they've just got great stuff in there. So it's safe to say.
Are you a convert, you reckon?
Yeah, I'm definitely a convert.
Good.
So
Very
my
good.
Next paycheck is going straight to Kmart at Glendale.
There we go. Hey, asking the question now on 4967-4105, What injury happened at school? Maybe it was to you. Maybe it was one you saw.
Mm-hmm.
This is after our producer, Scott the Chippy for Pal. He was, he's been at the moment working on a project where he's going to be in a film.
This is so cool.
Yeah. It's being filmed, I believe, at a school or students involved as well. One of them has badly, potentially broken their arm while doing a pre-read of this film.
Yeah, I think he was playing basketball or something, landed on his arm wrong, his elbow popped out, it was a nightmare apparently.
Off in the ambulance.
Yep.
And you know what? Sometimes at school, they're dangerous places. Injuries can happen. I remember we had this big camphor laurel tree at my primary school.
Yeah.
And kids always climbing it. Because it was just so
easy
to climb. It was easy to get up, and you'd go up really high. It was very, very big. And I remember one of the kids fell off a pretty high branch, broken arm.
Oh, that's terrible.
Call the ambulance. They have to be rushed off to hospital, all that stuff. It becomes a big drama at the school when it happens.
Absolutely. I remember when I was in junior school and then coming through like middle school and even into high school, the school that I was at the time was fiends for handball. Like, we had handball competitions every single lunchtime. Sure. And the injuries, because people took it so seriously, they would like slide along the ground or land on their knees wrong, or, you know, there was one kid who broke his wrist. I had multiple scratches on my knees. Like, yeah, it was horrific.
It's certainly, I guess, a breeding ground for injuries.
Sure is.
4967-4105, school injury story. Cameron Park first. Rebecca, what school injury were you a part of or did you witness?
I had to pick my son up from school. I got a phone call a few years ago and they said, you know, he's ran into a pole at school. I said, okay, what's wrong? And they're like, oh, I think he's done something to his tooth. So I took him to the dentist that afternoon. He'd split his tooth and he had to sit in the dentist chair and get it removed.
Oh.
It was very traumatizing.
Oh, the poor thing. He probably doesn't like the dentist anyway, being a young kid.
Certainly not. All right, thanks for that one. Next to Hamlin Terrace.
Yeah, let's go to Nicole. Good morning, Nicole. What's your story?
Good morning.
Oh, your phone's gone funny there. I don't know what it is. Let's move on, shall we?
All right, let's head over to Abby in Thornton. Hey, Abby, what's going on? What's your story?
Well, in year 9, I broke my ankle. I fell down 12 steps at school. But, the best part of it is I called my mum and I said, Mum, I've broken my ankle. And she's like, you haven't. I'll get you to school from school. And I was like, okay. Got that. And she's like, call Mum. Tell her it's broken. You need to go to the hospital. I'm back. And I'm like, Mum, it's broken. She goes, stop complaining. Come home. Just complain.
That's a classic, toughen up, isn't it?
Yeah, come on, princess. Yeah.
How bad can it be? You know, you got to be careful when you tell kids nothing's wrong.
Yeah,
even when
exactly.
They're very sure. It can come back to bite you.
Oh.
To Chisholm next. Chris, what's your story?
Yeah, it was back in primary school days. We used to play cricket, have a Saturday morning cricket competition. We used to train every Friday afternoon before the game. So what happened was, this one day, we're up in the cricket nets, practicing our batting and our bowling and that.
Yep.
And what happened was, one of the guys hit the ball that hard that it ricocheted off the poles that supports the cricket net, and it flew into the field and hit one of the guys straight in the eye.
Oh, my God.
In the eye?
Yeah. Hit him straight in the eye, went down off a sack of potatoes, ambulance had to come, he had to get rushed off to hospital. Yeah, it was pretty bad injury. It was a really bad injury.
Did he get out all right in the end, or what happened?
Yeah, he just ended up with a broken eye socket, and he had a really bad black eye for a very long time. Didn't lose his eye or his sight or anything, but yeah, well, it was a big broken part in his eye socket. But yeah, it was very traumatic for him, yeah.
I know it's a bit graphic to say, but I'm surprised that the eyeball didn't just fall to the back of his brain or something, explode.
That's what we were all thinking. We were all thinking that he'd end up with one eye willy, but yeah, he ended up keeping the eye, so it was all good.
All's well that ends well, eh? That's what they say in Chisholm. Oh, my God. You've got to be so careful out there, don't you?
Oh, God, sports stories. I love it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So So last night went to go out for dinner.
Mm.
Like, oh, let's go get like a soup or something because it was so cold and wet.
Yeah, of course.
Went to Beaumont Street. First option, we'll go, oh, let's try a Nuka Noodle, which is above Eight Buns near the Kent there.
Oh.
Let's go there. Closed. Oh, yeah, it's Monday.
Why is it closed? Monday. Oh, a lot of restaurants are on a Monday, aren't they?
Yeah, well, let's go to Overtime and get another Luxa. Closed. We just gave up, went home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So not even like Raja's Corner or anything?
Actually, we did. I grabbed a samosa from Raja's Corner just to tie us over. We're like both a bit hangry at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, just get something and then go. And yeah. Well, what I don't understand is there's such an opening in the market there.
If you're on Monday night.
Yeah, if you're a restaurateur, get yourself a couple of staff on and make some money. There's people wandering. It was busy on Beaumont Street last night.
And that's what I don't get, especially like fish and chip shops, like even the small places. It's like you could be making bank on a Monday or a Tuesday when the rest are closed.
That's it. And people are like, Monday, you know, they've come off the weekend. Oh, I just want a quick takeout or something.
Yes.
Everything's closed. There's a lot of money to be made, I'll tell you now. The couple of kebab shops that were open, lines out the door.
Do you reckon there's a way for you to franchise your store, Crevo's, into like a restaurant, like an off-base restaurant as well?
Don't tempt me with business opportunities, Ari.
I'll come work for you. It'll be fine. It'll be good fun.
I love the idea of expansion.
Yeah,
that is right up my alley.
A new job prospect that Crevo and I, we've discussed that we want for our producer, Scott Chippy Rappel.
Well, we just think it would be perfect as a side hustle because you are the best producer in the world. We wouldn't want you to leave us.
Oh, stop it. I'm blushing.
No, you can't leave us.
True.
It's not loud.
It's true. You are the best in the world. But we just thought, you know what? It always doesn't hurt to have a side hustle.
Mm.
And we know you like to do some little jobs here and there after hours.
Yeah.
You are Newcastle's greatest trivia host.
I've
seen that with my own eyes. twice, actually, I've been to your trivia nights. They are excellent.
Oh, you're making me blush tonight at SJ 7 o'clock.
You can see him there. You can
I
see
love
him there.
The plug.
But this, we thought, is just so perfect for you. After seeing you host trivia, I don't think this could be any better. All right, time to reveal Chippy's new side hustle.
Aww. Okay, now there's been plenty of advertisements going around, but at the moment, in high demand for instructors is Zumba. So we think we could get you to put like your best neon clothes on and use those swivel hips of yours that you use on a night out and put it to good use and host a Zumba class.
I have the flexibility of a 90-year-old. Like,
this is your chance to change it, right? And this is something you revealed off air as well, but the other day. Mm. Is it true or not that you are getting ready for a big wedding coming up?
I am, yes. My housemates are getting married in a month's time.
Yeah, and as part of that, you said, oh, you know, I'd love to lose a couple of kilos.
Now, yep.
I'm like, from where? Because you are you're in unbelievable shape already.
Yeah, he's good looking.
As a model.
Is there a reason you guys are buttering me up this morning? What do you guys actually like?
No.
Not at all. There's absolutely no... There's nothing that, you know, no ulterior motive.
No hidden agenda.
No hidden agenda.
I have a hidden agenda.
What's that?
I want to go to Zumba and I want Chippy to teach me because I think it'll be absolutely hilarious.
And you just want a freebie, Ari. That's what we're after.
Well, I don't know.
We just think it'd be perfect for you. You get your best neons on. You lose a couple of kilos that you apparently need to lose.
And
I don't see
those
it.
Hips.
And you've just got that high energy. Like if you've ever seen Chippy hosting trivia and treat yourself, what is it, tonight, 7 o'clock?
Yeah, SJ's Beaumont Street, 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, you will know he's got the right. Now, come on, let's move those.
No, I don't think so.
Do you want to give us, in fact, give us a little trial now, could you? Give us a little Zumba impression.
I've never even seen Zumba. What do they do?
Okay, so I've been to many Zumba classes
in the past.
All right. What they do, they get you really hyped up. So they put like the intro music on. So it's like kind of Latin style, like reggaeton music.
Yeah.
And it's really fast paced. And they're just like going, woo, all the time. And they're like hyping up the crowd. It's like, okay, I want to see you move those arms. Blah, blah, blah. So I reckon Chippy would be the best at that.
You get a bit of this sort of thing going, right? There's a sort of good vibe going. We're at the gym. Chippy walks in his best neons and he says, let's get it. Come on, girls and boys. Let's lift those knees a little higher.
Let's hit him with the left, right, left, right.
Left,
knees to the chest. Knees to the chest.
You're perfectly qualified, Chippy. I think you will be Newcastle's number one Zumba instructor in no time. I can't wait. We'll add this to your portfolio.
No, the portfolio is growing by the day. I don't know whether this is going to help or hinder it, though.
Side hustles on side hustles. Chippy, your next number one Newcastle Zumba instructor coming soon.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
That's us done for today, pretty much.
I know.
But before we do have to award our prize, caller of the day, if you will.
Okay.
$100 fuel card goes to...
Chris in Chisholm. Yes. He told us this belter injury at school story.
That's it. That is us done for today. Have a great day, everyone. That is there, Chris in Chisholm, another local winner. Because they're just everywhere on UFM. That's what we're all about. And we'll see you tomorrow for your Hump Day Wednesday. Catch you then.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.